Hi, everybody. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM right here in beautiful Winnipeg. Thank you.
Like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I would do anything, but I blush at the referee. Sleeper, come and go with me. And she always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase. And I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleeper, come and go with me. A small farm in Wisconsin for a driftless man. Supper on the table and her lover's tender hands. She leaves my salt and wood smoke for a job in the city. Sleeper, come and go with me. Take you with my children through the clover to the creek, where Ryan's gone a-hunting, through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleeper, come and go. Fling is over, and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and a shadow of a blonde who's standing by the wild rye in a pointless dream. Sleeper, come and go with me. Well, it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I would do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleeper, come and go with me. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, your host. Thanks for joining us today. We are pre-recorded, couldn't make it live down to the studio, so we got one of these episodes. And it's an episode that's bound to be so good, you might hear it again, but it'll be so good that you don't mind hearing it again either. Today we got a special themed episode, and we're doing a tribute to tributes. And this is basically, you know, I've got all these tribute records on my shelf, and really the true subversive reason for doing this show is that I never pull them off the shelf, and it'll make me feel better about having them all if I actually do this show. But the other reason is there's just some great things. And so what we're doing today, these aren't just covers. These are entire albums, sometimes collections of albums, of people covering one artist. And there's two things that we're going to do here. Number one, I especially like the ones where one artist enjoys another artist so much that he or she has recorded an entire album of that person's songs. So that'll be, you know, kind of one thing that we do. But the other thing, of course, is the various artists' collection of songs. And the first song that we played comes from one of those, a fantastic tribute record. Holy cow. And it's kind of a lost gem. I realized it's not on the streaming sites and stuff. And I doubt that it's still available, but it should be because it's so great. It's called Going Driftless. It's an artist's tribute to Greg Brown. And the interesting thing about it is that all of the artists singing Greg Brown songs are female. And holy cow, we heard Eliza Gilkison off the top there with just an amazing cover of Sleeper. But also on this record, check this out. Lucinda's on here, Iris DeMent's on here, Gillian Welch, Lucy Kaplansky, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sean Colvin, Victoria Williams. Oh, Karen Savoca's one is real good too. And there's even a cool thing of Greg's daughters singing a song. So it's definitely worth checking out and worth tracking down. So we're going to jump around a little bit as we, you know, often do on this show. And hopefully we'll find some stuff that you like. Here's kind of an obvious choice, but it's, you know, we can't leave it out. This one is notable in my life for a couple of reasons. Number one, it helped introduce me to one of my very favorite songwriters of all time. I hadn't really heard much of this songwriter until this record came out in 1995, and it kind of blew me away. The songs just changed my life, but it also introduced the world to one of the great roots rock bands out there today. Of course, we're talking about Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They got together as a one-off, recording the songs of Willie P. Bennett, because they were all friends and fans of Willie's, and you know, he wasn't really out there doing his songs, so they felt like somebody should. So they got together and put together this record, and they had so much fun doing it that they've been together ever since. They always kind of go back to Willie as their guiding spirit for sure, but the first record is the only one that was all Willie songs, so we're going to go back to that record. And one of the very first Willie songs that I ever heard, Stephen Fearing introduced me to this gem right here. It's called Lace and Pretty Flowers. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and I'm glad that you're doing so.
If you got lace and pretty flowers to give your baby, get her under your powers. If you got silks and sweet perfumes, you know she might come. She might come up to your room. But if she's got soul, she knows she's gonna bowl you flowers. If you got silks and sweet perfumes, oh, she might come, she might come up to your room. But if she's got soul, she knows she's gonna bowl you over. And when my baby rolls me over, I feel like I wanna fly. Thank you. white satins, lots of money, diamond rings and such things to chap your honey. You got big black cars, you want to let her ride. Give it all to her, she might come over to your side. In the country, you give it all to her, she could still be empty. You could be the richest man in the world, but there's nothing I know of that'll buy you the heart of a girl.
Was killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed the slayer ran, looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. Visits my graveyard when the night winds wail. Now the judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you're somewhere else where you won't have to die. But I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. visits my grave, yeah, when the night winds wail.
Willing, will I lose the game? talk now. They give you kisses if you hit a rubber duck now.
Started wondering, but I don't mind saying days. Hold us together if it can't be done. Deliver us from all that might be if we get what we think we want.
Tribute albums are a bit of a tricky thing. Often the results are less than less than the originals. You know, often they just make you want to go back to the originals. It's very rare that a tribute album either holds up to the originals or becomes one of your favorite albums to listen to. And this one definitely it hits both marks. It's one of the great tribute albums out there, and it's such a great album to listen to. It's called Natural Wonder. It's a bunch of songs written by Winnipeg's own Jeffrey Hatcher, as rendered by the super talented Wendy Bird. We heard Deliver Me. Of course, that song and most of the songs on there, frankly, are songs performed by the Blue Shadows, of course, Jeffrey, and the late, great Billy Kelso. Before that, we heard Blue Rodeo with a fine version of Four Strong Winds. It's one of those songs that's so frequently done that you kind of get tired of it. But Blue Rodeo did a fine job there on a tribute record called The Gift, a tribute to Ian Tyson. We also heard in there something from one of those iconic tribute records. At least it certainly is for me, and I think for a lot of people too. It's called Borrowed Tunes. It's a tribute to Neil Young. And it was a two-disc thing. There was kind of a more acoustic thing, and then there was a more electric thing. And there's stellar stuff on both sides. So many great artists are on there. The Stephen Fearing track, Thrasher, is absolutely incredible. Skydiggers are on there. The Rheostatics and Bourbon Tabernacle Choir teamed up for a song. It's just so much good stuff. We heard the Philosopher Kings in there with Coupe de Ville. I'd never heard of the Philosopher Kings before. But the way they did that song has always stuck with me as being a real highlight. Before that, we heard Winnipeg's own Scott Nolan covering Winnipeg's own The Guess Who with Guns, Guns, Guns. And more specifically, the Scott Nolan Band. Did you hear Damon Mitchell on there singing and playing guitar? And just so good, so good. From an album called Guess Who's Home, a Winnipeg tribute to a Winnipeg band. And so many great songs on there. Oh my God, the D-Rangers are on there, and Rami's on there, and oh my God, it's so good. And there's always copies of that thing floating around. So pick one up if you ever see one. It's so great. We heard in there also Jesse Winchester before that with his version of Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown from Beautiful, a tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. Again, just so many great, great covers on that record. Before that one, we heard Harry Manx with a version of Long Black Veil. It comes from an album called Johnny's Blues. It's sort of bluesy recordings of songs either written by or made famous by Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash, of course, didn't write Long Black Veil, but he certainly became fairly synonymous with it for sure. And we heard Lace and Pretty Flowers from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. If you do not have a hot copy of Higher Hurtin' in your collection, oh my God, fix that now, okay? I asked people for their favorite tribute records, and I got a few suggestions. I'm still looking for more. You know, maybe we'll revisit the title again. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to hear what is your favorite tribute record, either one artist doing another artist's songs for an entire album or a bunch of different artists. Here's one that kind of... I guess it doesn't really combine the two. It's suggested by Scott Nolan, and it's a bunch of songs by Daniel Johnston, kind of a cult figure from Austin, Texas, and it's a tribute to the late great Daniel Johnston, although he was very much alive at the time, I think. One disc is a whole bunch of people covering Daniel's songs, and then the second disc is Daniel doing the songs himself. It's called Discovered Covered, and there's a bunch of great stuff on here for sure, but I think I'll play this one for you. Thanks for the tip, Scott Nolan. Hope you like this. Tell the band to go home.
Don't let the sun go down on your grievance. start each day with a clean slate. And you'll feel better if you just shake off all that hate. And don't forget to forgive and forget. And don't let the sun go down on your grievance. And don't let the sun go down on your grievance. Don't let the sun go down on your grievance. Don't let the sun go down on your grievance. Sunset, walking around in a maze.
William Butler Yeats in jeans got up to play guitar and sing in some joint in Mission Beach last night. And at the door sat Tom Waits in a pork pie hat and silver skates, and he's juggling three collection plates. Jesus Christ. Towns Van Zandt standing at the bar, skinning a Hollywood movie star, and he can't remember where he parked his car or to whom he lost the keys. But he's full of angst and hillbilly haiku. What's a poor Fort Worth boy to do? Go on, rhyme something for a man. Tell him how you really feel. Well, there ain't no money in poetry. That's what keeps a poet free. I've had all the freedom I can stand. You got your cold dog soup and rainbow pie. It's all it takes to get me by. Fool my belly till the day I die. Cold dog soup and rainbow pie. Ginsburg and Kerouac, shooting dice and playing Ramblin' Jack's guitar with the cowboy painting pickguard on it. They sat in the back and they drank for free. They rhymed orange with Rosalie. Now there's a pride of lions to draw to. There ain't no money in poetry. That's what sets a poet free. I've had all the freedom I can stand. It's cold dog soup and rainbow pie. It's all it takes to get me by. Fool my belly till the day I die. Cold dog soup and rainbow pie. There ain't no money in poetry. That's what sets a poet free. I've had all the freedom I can stand. And it's cold dog soup and rainbow pie. It's all it takes to get me by. Fool my belly till the day I die. Cold dog soup and rainbow pie.
Nothing. girls are locked in each other's arms. You better pray that they never find you, 'cause your back ain't strong enough for burdens double fold. They crush you down, down into nothing. Sorrow and solitude, these are the precious things, the only words that are worth remembering.
Lucinda Williams there with Nothing from Poet, a tribute to Townes Van Zandt. Before that, James McMurtry paying tribute to Guy Clark on This One's for Him. We heard something from a John Denver tribute record called the album is called This Music Is In You. We heard All of My Memories by Kathleen Edwards. And Clem Snide off the top paying tribute to Daniel Johnston. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Your Grievances. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with more of our tribute to tributes. After this short break, please stick with us. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.